Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Monday morning, November the 9th, 2020, 13 minutes past the hour. And we're off and running for another week's programming here. Now, let me tell you, I am so happy that we are on to a new week. Now, I was very happy last week with everything that was going on as far as being busy, because last week was just a busy week. We had talked about it before. We had Halloween on October 30th, or 31st. We had the time change on November 1st, which kind of got everybody out of whack there for a few days. We had the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected a week ago today. We had the election last Tuesday, which went on until Saturday morning. So it was a very, 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 very busy week. And it's so nice to come in this morning and not to have to turn on the television, not to have to go to the news websites, not to have anything in particular ready to go this morning, because everything has died down for the most part. And now we can just go along and talk about the same kind of things we have always talked about on this program, which is nice. It's a nice break in everything that was going on last week. Now, off the top, we will just mention this because there's a lot of other stuff to talk about. Finally, we don't have to strictly limit ourselves to what's going on in the political world. But just to mention it, because since we've been together last on Saturday morning, somewhere around 11:30 a.m. Eastern time, pretty much every news source in the country did predict or project that Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States, president-elect. The state of Pennsylvania ended up going for Joe Biden, so that put him over the mark at 273 on Saturday morning, and that was that. And it was an interesting day, I will say that, because that happened rather early in the day on Saturday, 11:30 in the morning, as I said. And it was interesting because for so long we had been told that there were going to be these riots and there were going to be protests and all these things were going to happen when the election was finally called. And we talked about them on this program last week. We talked about the nervousness that was leading up to all that. And the only thing that happened over the weekend that I can really see is that people went into the streets, and in certain areas of the country, people went into the streets and were celebrating. Now, obviously, those probably were not Trump supporters, but they went into the street and they celebrated in Washington, D.C., and they celebrated in New York, and even down in Columbus, which I thought was very interesting, down at the State House on Saturday night, they were celebrating. And I don't think anybody expected that. I don't think anybody expected the celebrations. So that was very interesting to see. And obviously in Wilmington, Delaware, where Joe Biden was, there were celebrations going on. And I'm sure there were other cities I'm forgetting. But I was very surprised that that is what happened. And yesterday there didn't seem to be anything out of the ordinary going on as far as riots or anything that would have been bad. So, you know, maybe we made it out of this unscathed, and it's not going to be this big rioting problem that we all thought it would be. You know, Walmart took ammunition and things off the shelf because they were worried about what was going to happen, and it doesn't look like that happened. Good. That's what we were all worried about for quite a while. But it is very tough. Elections are tough, especially presidential elections, because people get very involved in presidential elections. We watch the debates. We watch the conventions. They go on for about 2 years now. The process starts 2 years in advance. And with this particular election happening during this pandemic, the way people were voting was different, voting early. And we had to wait 4 days, 3.5 days for the votes to be counted. You know, in 2000, with Al Gore and George Bush, we had an issue that went for a few weeks, had to go to the Supreme Court to figure out if we were going to count the votes in Florida. And that's a big, long story that I'm not going to get into. So there have been elections that were not decided on election night. But that's been 20 years ago. So it's been a long time since we had anything like that happen. And to last week have the election on Tuesday, and to not get a winner until Saturday morning, that was different. That was completely different. But it is what it is. And as I said last week, I am very aware that Ohio went overwhelmingly for President Trump. I think 7 or 8 points Ohio went for President Trump. And Marion County, by over a 60% margin, went for President Trump. So I know a lot of people listening this morning are probably very upset that President Trump did not win the election. And I know there are probably a lot of people listening this morning who are waiting to see the litigation that apparently is going to happen, that is going to keep this process going on and on and on. But, you know, the news is what it is over the weekend, and the electoral votes are where they are right now. But hopefully what we can do to get past this in a way is everybody can calm down a little bit now. It's been almost a week since Election Day. Everybody can calm down. Everybody can just see what happens, and we'll go from there. I don't know what's going to happen. I listen to the people in these states who are counting the ballots. There doesn't seem to be any irregularities reported at this point. But if there were irregularities, I think those probably should be brought to the table. Now, before we finally put a fork in election 2020 once and for all, and if anything should develop along the way, we'll tell you about it. We'll talk about it. But before we put a fork on it, since we do have a call, and that we do have as of Saturday morning, we have a call, a projection that Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States. If anybody's got anything to say about this or how people handled themselves after the election, now would be the time to talk about it. Here we are on Monday morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I certainly would be interested to hear how you feel about all this. Because I'll tell you one thing that I certainly did notice on Saturday is if you got on social media, if you happened to venture to social media on Saturday, after the election was called in favor of Joe Biden, you saw a lot of unhappy people, and you saw a lot of nasty remarks being made. Now, you saw positive remarks being made as well. And honestly, on my timeline, it was probably about 50-50. Not that I stopped to read everything that was being written. But, you know, here we are. This is what it is. People will continue to make the remarks they will make. And this always happens during a presidential election. This is not uncommon. I mean, I remember Hillary and Trump. I remember Obama and Mitt Romney. I remember Obama and John McCain, W. Bush and Kerry, W. Bush and Al Gore. When the person you want to win does not win, it is difficult. And when the person you want to win wins, it's exciting. And now that we live in the social media world, everybody goes to social media and they get very happy or they get very angry and you get their immediate thoughts. And I think that's what was happening on Saturday. And a little bit yesterday, although it was finally starting to die down a little bit yesterday, which I was glad to see, that people were not so up in arms yesterday. I think they got 24 hours in between the announcement and where they were in their life. And people started to calm down a little bit. So hopefully that's what will continue to happen. People will calm down. People will just let this all play out. We don't have to watch the television 24/7 anymore. We don't have to go to the news sites and see what updates are being made all the time. We'll just let it go from here and see what happens. If people want to file legal, if people want to do litigation at this point, they're more than welcome to do that. That's your right to file lawsuits, and we would see and we'll see what comes of it. And that's particularly that. Does anybody have any idea why this election was taken so personally? I almost go back to last Tuesday, Election Day, before any votes had been counted at all. I remember we did a show Tuesday morning, and people were very staunch in their candidates. I remember we had a lady call in last Tuesday morning who thought that everybody was going to get a big surprise and somebody was going to win. Although, you know what, in that conversation, if I go back to that conversation, I don't really know if the lady who called in ever said who she thought was going to win or what the surprise was going to be. It just was a surprise. So I don't know. I just know people were very into what they thought was going to happen. And I guess if it turned out good for you, you're probably happy. And if it didn't turn out good for you, probably not a happy few days. But the good news is we will get through it. We've gotten through it for over 240 years at this point. We'll plow through it, and life will go on, and everything will be okay. And that's that. And we'll move forward. But if anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is on people's mind this morning? It'd be interesting to figure this out. I'll tell you what's on my mind this morning. For some reason, I thought, and I even said this on the air last week a couple of times, I thought that Thanksgiving was on November 28th. Now, this is why you can't always listen to me, because November the 28th is actually a Saturday. So Thanksgiving is not on November the 28th. Thanksgiving is on November the 26th, which moves it 2 days closer, 48 hours closer to today. And today is November the 9th. So what that means is that Thanksgiving is actually in 17 days. 17 days until Thanksgiving. And that also means that we are, well, let's see, 17 days until Thanksgiving. You got 25 days in December, and you'll have 4 days left in this month after Thanksgiving, so 29. So you got 29 plus 17, which would be 40, what would that be? 46 days until Christmas. So 46 days until Christmas, 17 days until Thanksgiving. But that also puts us close to the first of the year, 2020, just a little over 50 days till the first of 2021, where we can leave 2020 behind us. And so many people have given this year a very bad rep, as you say, and I certainly can see why. The pandemic, the presidential election, the changes that people have had to make, it's been for a very interesting year, to say the least. Now, does anybody have any thoughts about how close we actually are to the holidays? I think last week, with all the election stuff going on and all the celebration, you know, we got past Halloween, but I think people kind of, the world stopped last week, oddly enough. You know, everybody was paying attention to the election. Everybody, even people who weren't paying attention, were paying attention. They might not have been sitting there watching it all the time, but they were paying attention to the newspapers. They were paying attention to the radio stations. They were paying attention to the social media. Everybody wanted to know what was going to happen. So it's almost like we lost 7 days. And now, here we are, this close to Thanksgiving. Now, is anybody out there ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas this close? I think about that, and I think, holy mackerel, I cannot believe how close these holidays are. And I also don't know what these holidays are going to be like, because my guess would be that this week we will probably shift back to talking more about the pandemic, which we did not talk about much last week, because of everything that was going on, because those numbers are not getting any smaller. We'll probably shift back to that. We will probably shift back to talking about the holidays and how people are going to do it this year. I don't know how people are going to do Thanksgiving and Christmas, and Thanksgiving especially, which is very close to us at this particular point. I don't know how that's going to be done, because I don't know if people are going to get together or not. And I don't even know how you would do it at this point. And I'm also wondering, you know, for so many years, and this was such a nice thing that went on for so many years, there were churches in town, Day Spring, I know one of them, and I believe Epworth, and I hope I'm not getting that wrong, that did Thanksgiving dinners for people, where you could go on Thanksgiving Day and get a dinner. I don't know how that's going to go this year. I mean, I assume those things are probably still going to go on, but I don't know if you have to. I'm sure the same rules will apply in the churches that apply in restaurants. I mean, will you have to sit? What is the rule in a restaurant now? No more than 10 people together or 6 people together? Restaurants have interesting rules right now. And will you have to be 6 feet apart from the next family or the next group of people at these churches? I don't know. I don't know how that's all going to work. And are these churches going to continue these things? I haven't heard anything in that regard yet. Now, it might just be that the news hasn't gotten to me, but has anybody heard anything about the Thanksgiving dinners that normally go on here in Marion on Thanksgiving Day? Because, like I say, we're 17 days away from it at this point. We are just right around the corner. Does anybody know anything about these dinners that go on that help so many people during the Thanksgiving holiday? If you do, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to know any information on those. You know, last week we talked about the opening of the Center Street Market, which opened up on Friday. Now, the only thing, we did have T.J. Bodicher on, who is with the Center Street Clinic, and the Center Street Clinic is connected to the Center Street Market. They're together in this venture. And he was on Friday morning, and I hope you heard that interview, because he gave us a lot of information on the newly opened Center Street Market, which, by the way, the hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 7. And the telephone number over there, if you have any questions, is 740-375-2141. 740-375-2141 over at the Center Street Market. So we do know that. That's what we know about the Center Street Market. And we also learned, and I think this is worth saying again, that they are not accepting the EBT, the WIC, or the SNAP cards at this particular point. that's something I think a lot of people have to be aware of. I would hate for people to go in there thinking they could purchase things at this point with those cards. You can't. It's just not not operational yet. Now, when I spoke with TJ on Friday, he said that hopefully that will be operational soon, but it is not operational at this particular time. So you cannot use the food card, the EBT, the SNAP card, or the WIC card over at the Center Street Market as of now. But they do hope to get that changed very quickly. Did anybody venture over there over the weekend? I did not get a chance to go over there. The only time I was in downtown Marion this past weekend was Friday night, when I did the show here Friday night, and I was driving down here pretty close to what would be the closing time for the market. It was probably close to 7 o'clock, and I did notice there were not a lot of people in there at that time. Now, again, this is probably in between 6:30 and 7 o'clock, so that might explain that. I don't know if they were busy that day or not. I don't know if a lot of people went in there. I don't know how many people knew they were open. I don't know if the fact that they're not taking food card and EBT and WIC and all that played a big part in what's going on over at the Center Street Market. But if anybody has any reports on that, feel free to give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly would be interested to hear that. And also, if you have any information on any of these Thanksgiving dinners that normally happen in Marion, let me know, because I worry about that in a way, because I know a lot of seniors are very dependent on these meals, and a lot of seniors are very dependent. You know, there's this I think misconception that everybody has family and that everybody has somebody who's going to take care of them on the holidays, and that's just not so in a lot of cases. You know, in some cases, some people's family have all departed this world. In some people's cases, people are not close with their family. In some people's cases, their family lives in other states and is not around on Thanksgiving. So, there's all that swirling around right now. What is the case with Thanksgiving? Does anybody know at this particular point? If anybody has any knowledge of what's going to be going on here in Marion over the Thanksgiving holiday, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you venture down to the Center Street Market, which opened on Friday, we would love to hear your experiences. What did you think? Or if you just have an extemporaneous opinion about the market, we would love to hear that too. Do want to remind everybody today, because this is coming up this weekend. I said that many times last weekend, but it's actually this weekend it's coming up. The Clarendon United Methodist Church, State Route 95 in Clarendon, is holding its 43rd Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November the 14th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be all kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. All COVID recommendations will be followed. The Clarendon United Methodist Church's 43rd Holiday Bazaar, Saturday, November the 14th, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. So 43 years this has been going on. You won't want to miss that this coming weekend. And with all that, with that knowledge, we know that the holiday bazaars are starting, so we are going to be full swing into the holiday season. Are you ready for it this year? Are you ready for the holiday season? Are people in the mood? I don't know. I was out this past weekend, and there were a few stores that I went into where holiday decorations are up. Of course, Christmas more than Thanksgiving. The Christmas decorations are starting to appear. There were even a few stores I was in this past weekend where the Christmas music was playing. The Christmas trees seem to be up. Do we do this too early? You know, this has been a big discussion over the years. When should we start the Christmas season? because it seems to start earlier and earlier. Although this year, I don't know that it started all that early. Usually right after Halloween, we get right into it. And this year, that seems about right. Here we are after Halloween, and we're kind of getting into it now. But there have been some years where it almost goes back to Labor Day, where we were starting the holiday season. But I think so much is going on this year, pandemic-wise, and there was this election going on, and just a lot of stuff going on that I think the holidays were not the foremost thing on people's mind. It was not in the front of their brain. So I'm not really sure at this point. So my question again, are you ready for the holiday season, and do you think we're starting with this a little early? And Christmas, much like Thanksgiving, has a lot of questions to be answered. How are we going to celebrate in this world of the pandemic, which a lot of people are frightened of? And probably have good reason to be frightened of with the numbers where they are now. Are people going to get together? Are people going to cook big meals? Are people going to go out in the stores and shop and buy wrapping paper and bows? You know the thing I was thinking about the other day, to be honest with you? And this kind of goes both ways when it comes to Christmas, because we are this close. I was thinking, how many kids go sit on Santa Claus's lap during the holiday season? Now, is that even going to be possible this year, to sit on Santa Claus's lap? I don't know if Santa Claus is going to be able to come out and have, you know, 50 kids on his lap every day. And I just don't know if that would pass with what we've got going on this year, with this pandemic going on. So I'm not sure how that will all be handled. And then conversely, I'm also interested in how church services will handle this. A lot of church services have things that go on Christmas Eve and the week prior to Christmas. And I'm thinking, you know, they usually pack them in at that time of year. It's kind of like Easter. Those pews are packed on Christmas. Well, I don't know if you can pack pews anymore. I think there has to be a certain distance that you have to be apart from people. So if that's the case, what are we going to do in these situations? Does anybody know? Because these are questions that are going to have to be answered within the next 50 days, and that's not all that far away. What are people going to do at Thanksgiving with these Thanksgiving dinners that they have done for so many years? Because these Thanksgiving dinners that I have seen, the pictures that I see from them that are held at churches and community centers, they're packed in. Well, I don't think you're going to be able to pack people in this year. Is it going to have to be all takeout? And that makes things kind of rough for a lot of people. How are people going to sit on Santa Claus's lap? Is that going to be a thing? Can you sit on Santa Claus's lap? And it's funny, because that's a big picture taking event, especially if you have a baby or a young child. You know, their first visit to Santa Claus, there's a photographer there, and the photographer takes the picture. Well, there are two things here that I think would be interesting in that fact. Is number one, can it even happen at all, that many children on Santa's lap in a given day? And number two, let's say it can go on with masks on, which we really don't know, but let's say that's what they do. They put masks on everybody. I mean, what kind of picture will that be, with Santa Claus with a mask on and the child with a mask on? Because people pay big money for these pictures with Santa Claus. I don't know how that's going to work. Does anybody have any idea? Are there any creative people out there who understand how this is going to go in the next under 50 days, Thanksgiving and Christmas? Give me a buzz here if you got any thoughts on this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I certainly would love to know your thoughts on this, because I believe we are approaching it very, very fast. And these are norms in our society that have been there for a long, long time. And are they going to be there this year? I really don't know. I know that it will be different. And, you know, I think this is finally one of those situations where Zoom and things like that that people are doing on the internet are probably not going to work. Now, you'll still be able to send your letter to Santa Claus, and you'll still be able to Zoom with Santa Claus. I'm sure there will be some sites that offer that. But that's not a picture with Santa Claus. That's not, you know, getting a candy cane and that sort of thing. I don't know. I really don't know. And is this going to be the final blow for a lot of local and national retailers? Because, as many of you know, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, which has been starting on Thanksgiving night, and in some places even starting the night before Thanksgiving, it's the day when retailers during the year get out of the red and get into the black. That's why it's called Black Friday. Well, can that even happen this year? And even if it does happen, are people going to go to the stores? Because we still have this thing in place in a lot of stores where the occupancy level, I think you can have 50%, I think is what it is, 50% of what your actual occupancy in a store is in your store at one time. And I don't think a lot of stores in Marion have run into this problem, but I would guess on a day like Black Friday, where people come in for those deals, you might hit your occupancy. And how will that be handled? That's already a hectic enough day as it is. So what is that going to do to the retailers who all year try to make up being in the red on that one day? I don't know. Because if everybody goes to the internet, because that certainly is an option to buy their Christmas gifts, I don't know what that will do to the local retailer. The local retailer has already had an awful year. The local and national retailers have had an awful year. The people who have freestanding stores, big box stores, aside from grocery stores, have had just awful years. And you see them closing all over the place. So what are you going to do on Black Friday? I don't know that anybody's got answers to these questions out there this morning. Does anybody have any idea how any of this is going to be handled? I'd love to know, because I don't know. I haven't heard anything directly about it. But if you have any ideas about it, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you make of this upcoming holiday season that we are barreling into here in the month of November? It's going to be different. That's all I have to say. So we'll see how that all shakes out in the end. And of course, we hope the Center Street Market does well. I know a lot of people down here in downtown Marion are really hopeful and helpful that people will use the Center Street Market. And hopefully they will. Hopefully they will. But again, it's a weird time to open up, because right now, with the pandemic going on, is this an accurate representation of what business is going to be like? I don't know. I don't know if it's an accurate representation of any of this at all. Now, another thing I wanted to mention that happened over the weekend, now this is something that kind of cooled people down yesterday as well, was the death of Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy, at 80 years old. And I think for quite a while now, I think Alex Trebek had pancreatic cancer, stage 4 pancreatic cancer, for something like 2 years. And that's a very deadly, awful illness to have, pancreatic cancer. And Alex Trebek was so beloved by so many people. So many people watch Jeopardy. It's one of those shows that young and old watch. It's one of those shows that has been on for, I think, 40 years now, or pretty close to 40 years. It's always been a very popular show. And Alex Trebek has always been there with that show since it gained big popularity. I think there were versions of it before Alex Trebek, but none got the popularity that the Alex Trebek version got. And he's been there pretty well since the beginning. And when he died yesterday, you know, it was interesting because so many people shared it on Facebook, and all of a sudden it stopped all the anger that people were having about the election. And people were reflecting back on this guy who gave them a lot of enjoyment in their life. And he had a rough go around the last couple of years with this pancreatic cancer. He'd given several interviews to different news outlets about how he was doing and how the treatment was going. And, you know, I thought he talked very honestly about how hard it was. He talked about being at work and having to take breaks and losing his hair and just being in a lot of pain, unfortunately, because of this illness. And it was sad to hear of his passing yesterday at the age of 80. But I do remember him saying in one of those interviews where he was talking about the pancreatic cancer, not to feel sorry for him when he would go, because he had a great life. And I'm sure he did. You know, 80 is a pretty good age, and he got to work right up till the end. And I think he was doing something that he really loved doing. So we certainly wanted to acknowledge the passing of Alex Trebek. Did anybody have any thoughts on his passing when it happened yesterday? I know there is probably not a person out there listening right now which will tell you the reach of Jeopardy, of who has not heard of Jeopardy, has not watched Jeopardy, or who has not heard of Alex Trebek out there in the listening audience right now. I know there is not a person who is not aware of who these people are. And there are a lot of people in life who people are not aware of. Movie stars, politicians, game show hosts, television stars. But Alex Trebek is not one of those. Everybody seemed to know who Alex Trebek was. Everybody seemed to know who Jeopardy was. So does anybody have any thoughts on that passing yesterday? Because Jeopardy is an interesting show in that a lot of people relax while they watch it. You know, I have heard over the years so many times that people have a stressful day and they're kind of at their wit's end and they've had enough, and they would come home and they would watch Jeopardy, and Wheel of Fortune is usually included in that as well. They come home and they watch these shows, and it's relaxing, and life's okay, and everything just kind of goes on. Now, has anybody else found that to be true, or do you know why that show is so relaxing in a way? I'd be interested to hear the answers about that, because I've heard so many times that that is the case. And Alex Trebek was that guy. You know, he was the one hosting that show. He was there when you would come home. So does anybody have any idea what it is about Jeopardy, or what it is about Alex Trebek, or what it is about just that time of day that it's usually on between 7 and 8 o'clock at night that really makes people relax and enjoy? And we're getting a message here on the internet this morning. Love Jeopardy, you know. And this is not a particularly older person. I think there's this misconception that Jeopardy is only watched by people who are over the age of 65. And the person who just sent me the message is certainly not over the age of 65, but they love Jeopardy. And so many people have over the years. And like I say, it's been there, I think, nearly 40 years at this point. So that's a long run. That's a long run. And I'm sure the show will go on and they will get somebody new in there. But that's tough when you have a host who is so identified with the program that people loved, who people loved. Always watched it growing up on Channel 10. It went news and MASH. And MASH was on too. And Jeopardy. And I think Wheel of Fortune has been tied to that show, as I say, for such a long time, too. This person apparently can still hear the MASH theme song playing in their head every evening growing up. And I think maybe that's what Jeopardy became for a lot of people. When you're on so long, and you're on five nights a week, you know, the world goes crazy sometimes. You know, we have bad days. People have marriages. People have divorces. People have breakups. People have death. People have loss of job. People get new jobs. We have national catastrophes like 9/11 and wars and all this stuff going on. But you could tune into Jeopardy and it wasn't about any of that. Much like Wheel of Fortune. It was just about the game. It wasn't anything else. It was just about playing the game. And I think maybe that's what that show and Alex Trebek did for so many people for so many years. So, sad to learn of his passing yesterday, but it was a long battle with pancreatic cancer, which I believe was in stage 4 when Alex Trebek was originally diagnosed with it. So, certainly not unexpected news yesterday, but sad nonetheless. Still sad, nonetheless. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on anything, 740-383-9944. We've covered a lot of territory this morning in this first hour, which is what I wanted to do. So I'm interested to hear if you have any thoughts on any of this. Oh, I'm getting some news here on Dayspring. This is good. The Dayspring Thanksgiving dinner is carry out only this year. Emmanuel Lutheran is the other church, and have not heard anything about what's going on with them. So, there we go. Dayspring will be carry out only. I know Dayspring has become a big one for Thanksgiving dinners, and Dayspring this year will be carry out only. So now we know that. That's how that's all going to work at Dayspring. And it's Emmanuel Lutheran. I think, I forget what I said earlier, but it wasn't Emmanuel Lutheran. So Emmanuel Lutheran is the one other one that's been doing it for years, and we don't really know anything about that. Does anybody know how Emmanuel Lutheran is going to go this year? Does anybody attend Emmanuel Lutheran Church or know somebody who does? Are they going to go to carry out as well? I assume we'll find out as the days and weeks go on here. But it's nice that Day Springs will go on, but as we are learning here, will be carry out only. And, you know, it's interesting because the last week, you know, timing is an interesting thing. You know, we still play the repeats of the Charlie Evers Show here every day at 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And Charlie was a big fan of Jeopardy and a big fan of Alex Trebek. I think watched it every night with his wife, Jeannie. And he was one of the repeats that was playing last week. It might have even been Friday night. Was the repeat in which Charlie was talking about the diagnosis that Alex Trebek had of pancreatic cancer. And when he died, Alex Trebek on Sunday, I thought about that because I had just heard Charlie talking about it 2 days ago, which of course was a repeat from 2000 and I believe it probably would have been 2018 is when Alex Trebek got diagnosed. But to lose Charlie earlier on this year, Memorial Day weekend, and now Alex Trebek gone here in November, hopefully they're together up there now. And I think that's a nice thought, because I know Charlie was a big fan, and those were two great broadcasters. And if you listen to Charlie's show, which repeats on this station, you will hear him talk about Jeopardy and Alex Trebek quite a bit. And it just was one of those norms for so many people for so long. And again, we have about 4 minutes left in this segment. Yeah, exactly 4 minutes before we take a break here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on anything going on? Or do you know what Emmanuel Lutheran will do this year? I think I said Epworth is what I said earlier on. So it's Emmanuel Lutheran that does the Thanksgiving dinners along with Dayspring. Now we know that Dayspring will be carry out only. Emmanuel Lutheran, we don't have the answer yet, but if you have the answer, Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. And again, for all interested, you know, being here in downtown Marion, we get no money for this or anything, but it's. I think we should plug this, that the Center Street Market opened up as of Friday, Monday through Friday, 8 to 7 are the hours, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 7. They do have a telephone number, 740-375-2141, 740-375-2141, and no EBT at this particular point, no food card, no WIC set up over at the Center Street Market. But they hope to have it eventually, so hopefully that's how it will all trickle down. Have some interesting stories to tell you about this past weekend. I took a trip to Toledo, Ohio. I had not been to Toledo in, boy, it's been at least a year, maybe a year and a half since I'd been up to Toledo. Went to Toledo on Saturday and had a great time. Went to a lot of places that I had never been, and of course went to the Stop in Toledo, which is so famous, where I had been once before, but again, had not been in about a year and a half. So I want to talk about that trip because, you know, when you go into these places, and in the last month, I've had the chance to go to a lot of places like Put-in Bay and Cleveland and Lima and Upper Sandusky and Delaware. This particular trip was interesting because just while driving around. And see, here's how I think trips should be taken. I think sometimes we get so driven by itineraries. We think, well, we got to be here at this time, we got to be here at that time, because we've got to be back in town by this time, we got to leave by this time. I think in a lot of ways that ruins a trip because you don't get to explore. There are a lot of things in these towns that you don't even know are there until you get to the town. And that's what I stumbled upon on Saturday in Toledo, and I want to tell you about a buy that I came across that I am very excited about, and I'll tell you about that in hour number two. But again, phone lines are open on anything. If anybody knows anything about Emmanuel Lutheran and how they're going to do their Thanksgiving dinners this year, feel free to give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I would love to hear what you think, and I will tell you my traveling stories. I'm starting to feel a little bit like Charles Kuralt. You know, Put-in Bay, Cleveland, Upper Sandusky, Lima, and other points in between. And who knows where the next trip will be? I have a sneaking suspicion where the next trip will be. Well, I know there are two more on the itinerary. I'm not going to talk about them because I want to come back with a surprise. But there are pictures on Facebook. Just go to my Facebook page and you can see some pictures from these places I've been. Just search Scott Spears. But I'm going to be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier, got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention, inside. I am sitting right now inside the Quicken Loans Arena looking at the Oregon delegation from the rafters.
No kidding, you're among the seats.
I am in the seats right now. I can see Oregon and Indiana and New Hampshire. I am in the arena.
Wow. Say, Scott, were you there last night for Cruz?
I was, and let me tell you, one of the discussions yesterday certainly was on the division feeling here at the Republican National Convention, and if the boos you heard on television was something last night, you should have heard the boos in this arena.
No kidding.
To Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Well, what a busy week, sir.
I have to tell